Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
The investigating directorate for anti-corruption has confirmed that the former Minister of Public Enterprises, Malusi Gigaba, won't line up in court today. The ANC NEC member announced via social media platform X this morning that he'd been summoned to appear in court. The summons is linked to state capture investigations into Transnet. Senior executives and board members are accused of irregularly approving contracts. IDAC's Henry Mamotame says while Gigaba has presented himself to authorities in Pretoria, the former minister hasn't been charged.
The investigating directorate against corruption is having engagements with Mr. Malusi Gigaba and he has not been placed under any arrest. IDAC will also not be commenting any further on this matter.
Now, police have received electronic devices belonging to suspended Police Minister Senzo Mchunu as part of an ongoing investigation. Mchunu was placed on special leave earlier this year while a probe began into the disbandment of KZN's political killings task team. His spokesperson, Stembiso Mshengu, has confirmed that he voluntarily handed over his devices to SAPS investigators last night.
The minister received a call notifying him that the police would like to come to his official residence in order to execute their search and seizure warrant.
Mshengu says the minister insists he has nothing to hide.
Hence, he gave his gadget without any fear, simply because he believes that there is nothing to hide in all the gadgets that he uses.
Mchunu says he welcomes the investigation, adding that due process will show his actions have been lawful and ethical. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in July that he was placing Mchunu on an immediate leave of absence pending an inquiry into allegations of political and criminal interference in the SAPS made by KZN police head Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Now, please note that the following story contains information about a violent crime that might be upsetting to young or sensitive listeners. A 48-year-old man is due to line up in a Northern KZN court today on charges of murder, attempted murder and rape. He's accused of attacking his girlfriend and her two daughters in the Shanelweni Reserve yesterday. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechuanda says the 13-year-old allegedly tried to stop the axe-wielding suspect from attacking her sister, aged 28.
As he was dragging her, he noticed a smoke coming out from the house in which her mother was sleeping. The suspect grabbed her. Upon receiving information, three KZN members working together with police from Hlobane Police Station operationalized information and arrested suspect at community area.
And there's been an explosion near a school in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Police say at least 54 people have been injured, yet to determine the cause of the blast. A look at our lead story. The investigating directorate for anti-corruption has confirmed that the former Minister of Public Enterprises, Malusi Gigaba, will not appear in court today. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.